Welcome to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Maureen shares her personal journey of her struggles with an eating disorder and how that changed her life. Listen as Maureen shares her pain, her stories, and her triumphs. Today, as a psychoanalyst, her mission is to help as many women as possible overcome their challenges. Now, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder.
Hi, this is Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. Welcome to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. I'd love to talk with you today about a poem that really touched me when I saw it, sort of by accident. It's called Never Trust a Mirror by Erin Hansen. And I feel like it spoke to so many things about what I believe in and why I named my website Don't Trust the Mirror. I think it's probably touched many hearts, especially those who've wrestled with eating disorders and body image struggles. You can read the poem, Never Trust a Mirror, on thehealingpoems.com. And again, it's by Erin Hansen. Never Trust a Mirror. Never trust a mirror, for the mirror always lies. It makes you think that all your worth can be seen from the outside. Never trust a mirror. It only shows you skin deep. You can't see how your eyelids flutter when you're drifting off to sleep. It doesn't show you what she sees when you're only being you, or how your eyes just light up when you're loving what you do. It doesn't capture when you're smiling when no one else can see, and your reflection cannot tell you everything you mean to me. Never trust a mirror, for it only shows your skin. And if you think that it dictates your worth, it's time you looked within. This poem speaks volumes to the battles we face when we look in the mirror. How it's so hard to match our insides to our outsides. So let's reflect on some things that stood out to me as an eating disorders therapist for over 25 years. The first thing is how deceptive the mirror can be. How many times have we looked into a mirror and felt like it was telling us a tall tale? Never trust a mirror. It's like we're seeing this one-dimensional version of ourselves, but it doesn't capture the depth of who we really are. It's such a tricky illusion that feeds into the idea that our worth is all about how we look. Think about how we project our feelings onto the mirror. Again, I know you've heard me say this many times, but there can be such a disconnect between our insides and our outsides. And I really believe that sometimes we can trust that mirror when they both match, when our insides match our outsides. Just think about when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you think, wow, I look amazing. And then you have some insecure moments, some moments where you lose your footing a little bit. You glance in the mirror again and you think, ugh, oh my God, how could I think I looked good? I look horrible. I hate my chin. My stomach is sticking out. And you focus on all these things and you project all these negative feelings onto the mirror. The second thing is our internal struggle. When a mirror always lies, it's like this tug of war between us. I sometimes think of it as like we always have this civil war going on in our body between, yes, it looks great. No, what are you talking about? It's like that inner critic within ourselves. And it's hard to know what's really real. What is the reality when we look in the mirror? And that's a battle that so many people with eating disorders, distorted eating, body dysmorphia fight constantly. It's that constant struggle to make peace with how we perceive ourselves versus how others might also see us. Think about social media. How it can really just totally throw us off. Sometimes we can see a picture of ourselves and we think, oh my God, how could I have posted that? Somebody else might look at that same picture and think, oh my God, you look gorgeous. It's really hard. And also the comparing on social media, right? You can look at other people, think everybody else looks so perfect, which leads me to number three, which is that chasing perfection. When you always feel, or not always, I don't always like to use those absolutes. When many times, frequently, you think you're not good enough. You don't look good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not pretty enough. You're not skinny enough. We're constantly falling into that trap of chasing this unattainable standard of perfection. And I really believe there is no such thing as perfect. And why would we want to be perfect anyway? Because perfect is this unobtainable goal. I can't even say it. And it just means like we fall from that pedestal. Who wants to fall down from that pedestal? It puts us on this never-ending treadmill, trying to match up with some ideal that's not real. It fuels those eating disordered thoughts big time. And it really, really puts us on that treadmill of, do we listen to that inner critic? Do we believe it? Who do we believe? Do we look to other people, to external things, people, to validate how we feel? Or can we really begin to develop an inner sense of confidence and feel good enough for ourselves? Number four is celebrating your uniqueness. You can be the queen of your self-esteem. The mirror can make you think you're flawed because we look at the mirror and we can see certain parts of our body, our face, that really magnify for us and make us feel like it's like a distorted version of ourselves. Again, so many people focus on their stomach, their hips, their chin, their nose. It's like when you've ever looked in a magnifying mirror, which I hope you rarely or never do, because it's such a distorted view of how we look. It magnifies things and it really doesn't give the full picture of ourselves. So I would say, celebrate those imperfections that you feel you have because they also make you uniquely beautiful. Think about those unique qualities. Rather than focusing on the outside and how you look, think about your inner values, those inner things that you really value for yourself, how you're sensitive, how you care about people, care about animals, how you feel like you're a very loving and caring person. I could probably go on and on, but you come up with some of your own positive attributes. And even if you need to write them down, I think they're so important to hang on to them because recovery is not linear. It's two steps forward, one step back, and it's sometimes needing to remind ourselves over and over again when we find ourselves going down that path of negativity. So it's about flipping our perspective and owning every bit of who we are. I always like to say it's never good or bad, or how do you hold on to happiness and also sadness at the same time? How do you hold on to joy and sorrow? Sometimes they can exist simultaneously. I'd like to talk a little bit about this poem, especially in the context of my initiative, Don't Trust the Mirror. So I want to give you just some tips or strategies on how to help yourself when you do look in that mirror. Next time you're standing in front of the mirror, please don't jump to judgment and don't let that inner critic take over. Take a moment to appreciate your body for carrying you through your life, your life adventures. Those arms, what do they carry? Can they carry groceries? Can they pick up heavy things? Can they pick up light things? Can they open things, shut things? Our arms can do so many things. Our legs, appreciate your legs and how they carry you, how they get you to walk through life. Look at some of the parts of your body and think about how they keep you healthy, how you use them to really show strength. Sprinkle those positive affirmations into your daily routine. Now, some people don't always believe in those affirmations, and so you can decide for yourself what works for you to keep some positive thoughts. But I would say to be aware of those negative thoughts that start creeping in. I always like to say, think about some tips to help you change your channel. Combat those negative thoughts, those really critical thoughts, with statements about your worth and how far you've come on your journey. Challenge that eating disorder voice, because that eating disorder voice can be very strong. It can be very overpowering at times. So think about, what would that healthy voice say to combat that eating disorder voice? And it takes a lot of work, and it's not going to happen overnight. So it's a process that you need to try to practice over and over again. The final thing is to remember to seek support. Seeking help is a strength to reach out to people, whether it's friends, family, and friends that are positive, to really try to avoid those toxic friends, those friends that you feel may subtly put you down, those friends that really bring up your insecurities for you. Seek out family, seek out a therapist, seek out those people in your life who can really celebrate you. I always like to think we have a village. We have a village of people who really help hold us up, especially in times that are really hard and dark. Our village is something that is invaluable in our life. So think about who's in your village and helps you. Who is in your village? We'll do that again. Who is in your village and who helps guide you through your journey? As I end my podcast episode today, I'd like you to remember, the mirror might play tricks on us, but our worth goes beyond that reflection. Try to keep walking that path of discovering beauty beyond what the eye meets. Or you could say it another way, because I'm going to say it another way, which is, please keep walking that path of discovering beauty beyond what meets the eye. Until next time, take care, love yourselves, and always remember, trust yourself, don't trust the mirror. Thank you for listening to my podcast, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder. I would love to hear your thoughts on this poem, your thoughts on the mirror. Please feel free to share my podcast on whatever social media channel you listen to, with friends, family, anybody you think might be helped by listening to me. Thank you again.
Thank you for listening to Don't Trust the Mirror, My Secret Life with an Eating Disorder, with psychoanalyst Maureen Kritzer-Lang, the queen of self-esteem. We hope you enjoyed it. Please visit donttrustthemirror.com, where you'll find all our social networking links and can post your stories, comments, and questions. Until next time, remember, trust yourself. Don't trust the mirror.